This version of America Tonight, that was some people cheering for minimum wage, and to see that pass, of course, in the Senate, at least for the committee, it did not go through, meaning it's got to pass the one hurdle, make it through that, then to go to the discussion on the floor over that. So that did not happen this time around, anyway. There's a big push to try to up that, as you know, it was one of the president's big deals, to 10-10, to 10-10. Speaking of money, and here we start ATN with me, KD, and all of you in those nooks and crannies, and thinking golf outings. A lot of people are saying, wow, $3 million for two golf outings? Well, it's expensive in Palm Springs and in Key Largo, Florida. It's the president and all of the entourage that has to go along with that. This was just released. Judicial Watch, through the Freedom of Information, got all the figures and pumped them out there. And this is, I guess, the perks of the office, but it's the perks that we're paying for. So even if you voted for the president, you might not be too excited about the cost of taking the jet, Air Force One, to those couple of places, because you got to take a whole bunch of people with you to do that, and it's expensive. And that's exactly what happened, and the revelation infuriated a lot of people. I was looking at some blogs and some things that people had to say about it, and they were not too happy. I don't know. What do you expect? When you have a president, what is too excessive? What is too much? Where is the line? See, this goes to the not really relating to the regular people, because that is not something the regular people can relate to. But somebody who's not the president could go and not have to have an entourage of people in those two places either. But that's the deal. That's the other side of being the president. Knowing that, stop trying to hide it. If you're spending all that money on those vacations, then we do have a right to know. So good for Judicial Watch for pumping out those numbers. Why not? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, if you want to throw in at any point. Of course, the other thing that has caught a lot of attention is what's going on with Donald Sterling, the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, who is just a couple of votes away from being forced to sell his team. Some people think that this was the intention. I don't think so, because he still would have gotten big money for the team anyway. He says he doesn't want to sell. We'll see what happens. There still has to be a vote. All that stuff has to come down the pike, and I guess it will in the next week or two. I anticipate, I could be wrong, that there'll be some legal battles as well about the legality of the recording and a few other things you could throw into the middle of this. And all of this for some racial rants to a young mistress slash gold digger who he was fooling around with, and who, by the way, he bought a fleet of cars for and in a very expensive condo. You know that Hell Hath No Fury saying. Let's go out to Ray in Illinois as our leadoff man. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Oh, I'm on the other side of the Bell, Mississippi River. I'm in Missouri.
Ah, that's what I thought when I saw the Illinois. I thought, that's got to be our Ray. Okay, you are in Missouri.
Yeah. Oh, my. How was your day?
Well, you know, I didn't go to Palm Springs or Key Largo to play golf. That would have been pretty cool. But it was okay. How was your day? Your day was probably a little wilder than mine.
Nah, I just went to work. Golf here in Hannibal has cost me in between $28 and $38 for 18 whole rounds.
Touche.
That's with cart. Because you don't want to walk. Not as bad as I shoot, but. What did it cost Eddie Murphy to make Dr. Doolittle?
What did it cost him to make Dr. Doolittle?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not that much.
How much did the golf outing cost?
The golf outing cost. Well, it ended up costing millions. Because almost $3 million for just two flights two places, for Palm Springs and for Key Largo.
Maybe we just need to hire the makeup crew for Dr. Doolittle Bill Murray for Mrs. Doubtfire or something like that. We can just get the makeup. On Obama, Mrs. Obama, the girls, it wouldn't cost so much for them to take a vacation. They'd be undercover.
Right. They wouldn't have to pay almost $3 million because they wouldn't have to drag all those people along with them, and that's part of it. I mean, I guess it's that expectation. What do you expect from a president? Is that excessive? Is that taking too much advantage of the job? And I think in a way, yeah, because let them play golf in Washington and areas close by, which there's some incredible courses there, and he could take full-on advantage, but then somebody would say, well, why shouldn't he be able to go on a vacation?
Well, you know, and if you want to go someplace else, don't advertise it 4 days in a row and put a little makeup on, put a red wig on, he could go as Carrot Top. I don't know. It seems like it should be. Who was it a couple weeks ago? Kian Wans or with his new thing? I think it's excessive. I understand that they have to have security,
right?
But they don't have to advertise 4 or 5 weeks ahead of time that we're going to go on vacation to play golf in Key Largo. So we need $100 million to provide air jet support over a golf course when it's nuts. I'm sure he's plenty safe just putting on a wig, maybe a fat suit, you know?
And playing. Touche, I get your point. And, I mean, talking about it way ahead of time and then all the support, Ray, we're up against it, thanks. All the support that you need if you're the president, you know, you're the leader of the free world, that's what's going to happen when you go somewhere. And, what are the expectations as a taxpayer? What is too much? Is it too much that, you know, you go away to those two places, stay at the opulent hotels, and you have to book up a whole bunch of rooms. Coming up on the flip side, the Kentucky Derby's coming up, so TK Lawless stops by from Relentless Racing Stables. You know, under fire, horse racing absolutely is. There's a crazy story. He'll talk about it. The undercover PETA investigation alleging callous indifference to the welfare of horses in the barn of champion trainer Steve Asmussen. And that is really blown wide open on a very big weekend for horse racing. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Derby time. Can you believe it? That means my pal TK Lawless from Relentless Racing Stables. He is awesome when it comes to talking about the horses. We love having him on, and we were lucky enough to corner him and beg him to come on the show, and he said yes. So this is the perfect time to have him on because, by the way, post positions were announced late in the day. California Chrome got the fifth post of probably breathing a sigh of relief as the most likely the favorite, obviously, and not coming out of that one hole. So, TK, this is a big day for people that have horses in the Derby because so much, I think, with that Derby and how they break out of the gate, and you know better than I, it's where part of that is where you are, where that post position is. Explain to people why that's so important.
I tell you, it was kind of funny today. The post position draw, you know, they make a big deal out of it on TV now. And the first pill they picked today was Victor's in Trouble, and he picked the one hole. They drew the one hole right off the bat. So it was like 19 other people drew a big sigh of relief. It's like, woohoo, thank goodness that's over with, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. What do you think about California Chrome and all the wins, but never racing outside of California?
Yeah, I mean, that's a little bit of a problem for me. You know, another thing that's a problem for me is the fact that he's going to be about 8-5 or less. He's 5-2 on the morning line. I think he'll go down from that. Some people think he's a lock. And truthfully, based on if he can get the same type of races and the same type of trip he was getting out in California, he will be tough. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I don't have as much pause about his pedigree as some people do. You know, he's by a cheaper stallion, a $2,500 stud out in California. But he's actually got enough pedigree that the distance of the Derby and things like that shouldn't be an issue. But his running style in California, which, you know, the tracks out there, Santa Anita especially, is very, very speed favoring, and he's basically been a front runner all his life. And even his last race, which was a visually impressive race in the Santa Anita Derby, he got that beautiful trip again, what I call the Verrazano trip. You know, he had a 35 to 1 shot sitting in front of him, and he's just sitting there sitting right off that horse's hip waiting for that horse to quit. And, you know, turning for home when the speed horse long shot quit, he just opened up. You know, he just kind of took over and opened up, and the other horses, you know, in a blink of an eye, he was gone, and the other horses kind of had to come around traffic to try to chase him. Opportunity ran a solid race to run second, coming from off the pace that day, and Candy Boy actually was 6 wide in the turn and galloped out very, very strongly. Actually, Candy Boy galloped out and passed
opportunity and California Chrome into the first turn after the race was over. So I thought that was a big, I thought that was kind of a big deal too. So it shows that Candy Boy might be, maybe needed the race in the Santa Anita Derby. He's coming off a little bit of a layoff, and he also showed that, you know, the distance shouldn't be an issue for the Derby with him. So I thought Candy Boy's gallop out in the Santa Anita Derby was pretty impressive, actually.
Yeah, that's interesting.
He'll be a huge long shot, I think, 25 or 30 to 1 at least.
25 or 30 to 1. Okay, so that's something to keep an eye on. Besides that, when you look at these horses, who do you really, you know, who really has stood up for you? What horse or what couple of horses have you looked at to maybe do something with? Because as you and I know, and you said that, you know, you don't want to favorite.
Yeah, the real issue in the Derby is not so much a lot of times what they've done leading into it. It's kind of how they've done it and how they've come into the race. In other words, you know, a lot of times a horse that wins the Derby is not a horse that necessarily won his last prep race or won two or three in a row leading into that. You know, it's hard to keep a horse at peak, you know, performance for a long, long period of time like that, especially when these races, some of the races that they have are, you know, head and head, neck and neck battles down the stretch. The real hard races do take something out of them, and that makes it a little harder to keep these horses at peak performance, you know, for a long period of time. Obviously, the better horses, like these that'll be in the Derby, it's easier than it is a $5,000 claimer. But a lot of times you're not necessarily looking for, you know, who most might win the race, but you're looking for value. And yeah. And that's what I was talking about, California Chrome. He just doesn't offer much value in my mind. I think he's going to be, like I said, 8 to 5 or less. I have a couple of horses. There's a horse that I have been following and have been kind of high on for about a month named General A-Rod. And he was flying under the radar very well. Had kind of a slow workout a couple of weeks ago that they kind of were wearing him out about. And I thought it wasn't a bad workout at all. He just went off real slow early, but he finished up really strong. So the time didn't look as impressive as it could have because he went so slow in the early part of the work. But he finished up really strong. But since that time, last Monday they announced that Starlight Racing and Jack Wolf have bought the horse. For the Derby, they've been trying to buy him for about a month, and they finally the negotiations finally came to a head, and Starlight Racing bought the horse. Michael Maker, the trainer, is still going to train him, but they gave him a little more publicity. And then they announced that Joel Rosario, the Kentucky Derby winning jockey from last year that rode Orb, is going to ride the horse. So you know those two things are going to kind of hurt me a little bit on the price because he's getting a little bit of publicity now that he wasn't getting before. I thought he'd be 30 to 1, and they made him 15 to 1 on the morning line. And he's a horse that's being talked about a little bit more now.
Yeah.
So I like him. And like I said before, I kind of like to, for horses for odds, in other words, I like the way Candy Boy galloped out in that Santa Anita Derby race, a race that he really needed. They gave him a little bit of a break leading into the Santa Anita Derby. He got a rough trip that day as far as California goes by having to go six wide in the turn. And he's got Gary Stevens, you know, who obviously is a Hall of Famer and has been riding outstanding since he came back, you know, a couple of years ago from that 5-year layoff that he had. So those two horses, I think, are horses that are going to be odds that have a shot at least have a shot at winning. And I would definitely use them, you know, underneath an exactas, trifectas, superfectas, you know, second, third, and fourth spots for sure. There's going to be a lot of speed in this race. You know, Bicker's in trouble drawing the one hole, like we were talking about earlier, and everybody taking that sigh of relief right off the bat. He's a speed horse anyway, and now he drew the one hole. He has no choice but to go as hard as he can go right out of there, because if he doesn't, 20 horses are going to close over on him, you know, on top of him going into that first turn. So that almost guarantees a fast pace. Vickers and Trouble's got to go. Uncle Si's got speed on the inside. Dan's another horse that's kind of he's a real wild card for me. The horse that won the Arkansas Derby, very impressive, coming at 41 to 1 odds that day. You know, California Chrome, he's on the inside a little bit too in the five hole, and he's got a break and run, early. So there's quite a bit of speed and there's quite a bit of pressing speed in this race. So I really believe the pace is going to be pretty solid or even faster than solid. And the horse that's going to win it is probably going to come from mid pack or further back just because of the setup of the race. It'll be the same way it always is in the Derby with 20 horses. You know, it'll be who gets the best trip, because they're going to have to, you know, they're going to have to weave their way between horses, and it really does kind of become a jockey's race, and whichever horse gets the cleanest, smoothest trip. I really don't expect that there's going to be anybody up on the front end that'll be able to win this race on the front end and last. because I think the pace is going to be pretty salty early. So generally you probably need to look for a horse that's going to be able to sit mid-pack and close ground and pass horses in the stretch. And that's pretty much a standard deal for the Derby, although, you know, we have had a few, Spend a Buck wanted on the front end. War Emblem, I guess, would be the most recent front runner, you know, wire-to-wire winner. But most of the time, horses coming from, you know, back in the pack to are able to work out a trip are going to win it. And, you know, then there's the wild shots in there, like, you know, Calvin Burrell's on Ride On Curl, and that horse is going to be he's going to be what I call a wise guy horse, you know. Calvin is the king of Churchill Downs, and everybody knows he's won, you know, the last 5 or 6 years, he's won the Derby 3 times. And so, you know, he won it even on Minette Bird at 50-1 coming right up the rail. You know, the old saying is bull rail up the rail. And any horse Calvin's on the Churchill Downs, especially in the Derby, is going to get a lot of play and a lot. I think Ride On Curl will be a wise guy horse. He'll probably be bet in half, you know, from his morning line odds. So, you know, there's a lot of different storylines too. I think we talk about it every year, but Wicked Strong is a horse that was very impressive in the Wood Memorial at Aqueduct, coming off of a couple of bad races in Florida. And the thing that makes him interesting is, you know, he's kind of named after the Boston Marathon bombing. Mm-hmm. His owners are from Boston, and they tried to get the name Wicked Strong first. Boston Strong first. And it was already taken, I think, by somebody, so they decided on Wicked Strong. And I think they're also donating a percentage of his winnings, in his career, at least, to the Boston Marathon Foundation or whatever, the bombing fund. And so, you know, there'll be, some publicity about that. And that's going to be something that, you know, the average person's going to kind of look at that as kind of a neat deal. So there's always some, you know, behind the scenes storylines in the Derby, and I think this one's going to be no exception. I do think this is a very evenly matched field of horses. If you can get past California Chrome and you're not as crazy about him winning it at 8-5, I think that there's probably 10 or 12 horses you can make a really good case for. This is probably as evenly matched a bunch of horses as we've seen, you know, probably in the last 5 or 6 years.
T.K., do you have a couple of extra minutes to spend some extra time with us?
Sure.
All right, so hang on, everybody. Coming back in just a few moments, we're going to continue our conversation with T.K. Lawless, so don't you go away.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Derby is such passion for racing. I love it. Relentless Racing Stables. In fact, you can check them out at relentlessracingstables.com. TK, I was wondering this. When you know, we're talking about interesting storylines and looking at the horses, and you gave us some great information. Do trainers play a factor for you at all?
Actually, in my everyday handicapping, trainers are the most important factor by far. It's not, you know, it's not the second most important factor is not even close. You know, basically, I believe that the trainer, is about 80% of it, to tell you the truth. Because, you know, what that horse does every day, as far as his daily routine, as far as his workout pattern, that's all, you know, decided by the trainer. You know, what races he's going to enter, what races he's going to use for prep races leading into a big race like the Derby or something. Those are all things that are decided by the trainer, even they most of the time, we'll even pick the jockey. Sometimes the owners get involved in that a little bit. But most of the time, most everything that happens with that horse on a day-to-day basis, all comes out of the trainer. And truthfully, just for the novices out there, people that are getting interested in horse racing and want to at least not lose their shirt and want to, have a little fun with it, if you don't follow trainers, you're probably never going to win at the betting windows. You're going to have to follow trainers at least just to some extent. Some people don't think they're quite as important as I do, but most people that, are in the horse business understand that the trainer is just, he's just such a much bigger factor than any of the other, factors that are involved.
You know, I agree with you, but explain that. As somebody who's been around the horse racing for such a long time, why is that?
Well, as it turns out, it's like a lot of things. You know, when you have success, you're going to have more opportunities. And that's basically what really happens with the good trainers or the quote unquote top trainers is that those guys they have success, and the success basically is really no accident. You know, a lot of people say Todd Fletcher. Well, Todd Fletcher gets, you know, everything in his bar costs $100,000 or more. Some of them cost millions. You know, this, that, and the other. Well, the reason Todd Fletcher gets those horses that cost that kind of money is because he's had a lot of success, and he's been the leading trainer in the country probably basically for 5 or 10 years now. But, you know, success breeds success basically is what happens. I mean, guys prove themselves, and then they get more opportunities, and more people want to give them horses. I mean, everybody wants, you know, everybody wanted Jimmy Johnson to coach their football team when he was still coaching. You know, everybody wants Phil Jackson. You know, in basketball. So it's the same type of thing in horse racing. You get in situations where these guys have been successful. Most of them have worked their way up. You know, even Todd Fletcher, who's the royalty of trainers as we talk now over the last, you know, decade probably, and has won hundreds of millions of dollars as a, you know, in purse money. He started out as an assistant trainer, you know, and basically working the barns for D. Wayne Lucas, another Hall of Famer. You know, D-Wayne's got, he's got five or six of his old assistants who are now big-time trainers. And so it's kind of like the, you know, trainer university in the old days in D-Wayne's barn, because a lot of these guys came out of D-Wayne Lucas's barn and are big-time trainers nowadays. There's probably three or four that are going to be Hall of Famers, you know, that he trained. So, like I say, I really believe that the trainer is a huge amount of, you know, success of a horse. And, you know, I think the statistics bear that out.
The, you know, in looking at that and looking at the horses and whatnot, the horses themselves, do you look at speed numbers? You know, you gave us a lot of great information. You're talking about,
well,
Santa
Anita.
Well,
there's a lot of information on speed figures and speed numbers nowadays. I'm not as much of a speed figure player as a lot of people are. I think they are more important at tracks that are speed favoring tracks. Obviously, I think that's, you know, Santa Anita is a very speed-favoring track. Front runners win a lot of races out there. Gulfstream Park is notorious, you know, in Miami is notorious for being a speed-favoring track. And oddly enough, my experience has been, as a handicapper and a bettor, that the tracks that are speed-favoring tracks, those speed figures that the, you know, guys come up with, whether it be Andy Beyer or the Sheets, you know, or the Ragas and Numbers or any of those folks, the seems like those speed figures are more potent at speed favoring racetracks. It's been my experience, at least. You know, you get into racetracks like Churchill or like Aqueduct or Belmont Park or Saratoga or Del Mar, you know, things like that. Other racetracks that are not quite as speed favoring, the speed figures or buyer numbers and things like that don't hold up as much. A lot of times, too, you need to use those speed figures with a grain of salt, because a horse is going to run the highest speed figure possible when they get the optimal conditions. You know, in other words, a single front runner that has no other speed horses in the race with him that goes to the front and just gallops around the track with no pressure early is going to finish stronger. And so if he gets an optimal race, he's going to run this highest speed figure. And today he may not get that optimal race. You know, he may have three or four other speed horses that are going to fight with him early. And so he's not going to probably run that same type of a figure. So there's a lot of things that go into the speed number. And like I said, I mentioned the Sheets, they call them out of New York, and the Ragas and Numbers. They take a lot more into account than just a sheer time. You know, they take into account the type of trip the horse got, if he was wide in the turns. You know, if they even supposedly, and I don't know if this is necessarily true, but my understanding is they even take into account if it's a strong headwind or a tailwind in the stretch. So they do a little bit more in-depth, you know, analysis and come up with a speed number. That's the buyer speed figure is basically just a sheer time speed figure. So you got to be a little bit careful on speed figures, but there is a lot of good information out there. And truthfully, that's what makes horse race handicapping a lot tougher than it used to be. In the last decade or so, you know, with the internet coming on strong and a lot more people getting involved as far as gambling and things like that, with the simulcast and all the casinos all over the country, everybody offering the betting, more people are interested in it. You know, poker's gotten real popular. All the gambling games have gotten pretty popular. So you get people that are really smart folks, you know, and they do these speed figures. They have computer programs that basically show them, you know, what horse is the best value in the race. I mean, there's a lot of things like that that are going into it nowadays. And so it's a little tougher to win money at the racetrack than it used to be because everybody's got a lot of information.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Do you pay attention, because it's such a big weekend at Churchill, do you pay attention to the Kentucky Oaks the day before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a, I don't know if you've heard about this. I almost hesitate to even bring it up because I'm a horse racing guy, you know, and it's kind of a black eye on horse racing, but there was a Peter report that came out here about a month ago. The New York Times did a big story on it, and a trainer friend of ours, a guy who started out down here in Texas, Steve Asmussen, let's just say it was a pretty mind-numbing expose that PETA put together. They had a girl go to work in Asmussen's barn undercover, and she had about 9 or 10 hours worth of audio and video tape. She worked for their barn in Churchill and Saratoga for about 4 or 5 months, and it was a pretty damning report that PETA obviously edited the 10 hours they had of tape into a pretty devastating 8 or 9 minute little YouTube video. But, there's been a lot of fallout from that in the horse racing business. I don't know if you heard about it, but it's, PETA's been after horse racing for probably 25 years trying to shut it down because of, the cruelty. They say it, so there's a cruelty aspect to it. And there's a lot of talk about the drugs and things like that. So those are things that I kind of try to put in the background. They're obviously some kind of a factor, but for a weekend like this with a Kentucky Derby or a weekend in the fall when you get the Breeders' Cup or something like that, it's a pageantry. It's a time for the pageantry of the racing, but it is something that's kind of percolating out there on the outskirts of the horse racing business. And the only reason I bring it up is because Steve is going to have the absolute dead favorite in the Kentucky Oaks. His filly, in the Kentucky Oaks is 4-5, the 4-5 favorite. And, there'll be a lot of talk, I'm sure, about that Peter report and about the fallout from that. Steve, he lost a good number of owners out of his barn because of the thing that happened. And mainly the guy, his assistant trainer, Scott Blossy, was featured in the video, pretty prevalently. So, really, Steve wasn't in there very much. Actually, he was only in one shot, I think, uttered one sentence in the whole 9 minutes that they edited out. But it was a situation where I think you're going to see a lot about it this weekend and Friday and Saturday because he's got, like I said, his filly's the favorite in the Kentucky Oaks, and he's got Tapiture going in the Kentucky Derby. And both of those horses are owned by the Winchell family, who is they're one of the big owners that stuck with Steve through thick and thin on this deal. So, he had Curlin, he had Rachel Alexander. Steve's done an outstanding job making his way up the ladder. He's from a racing family. His dad's been in it for 50 or 60 years now. His brother, Cash, was the leading apprentice jockey in the country back in the 70s and went over and rode in France and won the Golden Whip over there like 5 times. And so they're a horse racing family, and Steve's done an outstanding job, getting to the upper echelon of horse racing and horse trainers. And it's kind of a sad situation that the stuff that came out at this time too. It's not very good timing for the horse racing industry for, coming up to the Derby. But
yeah,
it's something that we're going to have
something to talk about.
Something I'm sure NBC is going to have plenty of footage about
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, we're out of time. TK Lawless, RelentlessRacingStable.com. Check it out, definitely. Thanks for all the info. Great stuff, and good luck at the races.
Thank you. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. television. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Kiss me, baby, let the fire get higher.
Abracadabra, I wanna reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra, abracadabra.
You make me hot, make me sigh.
Head for the exits of this hour of America tonight. One of my favorite segments has got to be this one because you respond so much to it. And it's called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dum, 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 dum.
Hey, I didn't mean to cook your dog.
Dum, 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 dum.
Hump, dum.
Boy, that would be really rough. All right, this one's from Michael, who says, Kate, I laugh so hard whenever you do the dumb things, and I think I have a very, very long list. But probably the dumbest thing that I did, and I really still can't fathom how I did this. I went through a car wash, one of those self-car washes where you put the gazillion pieces of change in at the gas station. And when I went in, I had the two back windows open, so water immediately gushed in. Of course, I was scrambling, panicking, and it was automatic. And once I hit it, the windows went up, but I really soaked the back seat. And it was immediately the kind of water that was soapy that filled the back. So I ended up giving myself extra work, and it was fine. I had, you know, a lot of towels when I went home, but I can't believe that there have so many signs. I guess I just wasn't really paying attention. Dumb, dumb, dumb. That's pretty bad. a lot of times they have, you know, there's those two kinds of car washes. One where they just take it through for you, so then it would be on them, of course, if they didn't do that. And then the one that he's talking about where you just drive through yourself and they have the light and they have the sign. I always get nervous in those because you have to pull right up to the thing and then it feels like you're chunking your tires on it sometimes. So, yeah, that's pretty dumb. That would be a hassle. Oh, that would be such a hassle. Oh, to have to get all the towels out and do all that kind of stuff. All right, here's another one. This one from Rick. Rick says, Kate, I've done a lot of dumb things with my pet, and my pet's name is Jack. So here's the deal, and he's a big, like yours, I think you have a golden retriever. He's a big golden retriever, and here's the dumb thing that I did with Jack, and, you know, there are, I'm sure, several other things I could think of, but I guess this is the dumbest. I had a dog door made for him, and it ended up costing much more than I thought, and he's a pretty big dog. So I assumed that this was, you know, they kind of measured his size, the whole thing. But why I didn't test it, I have no idea. I came home from work, and Jack was caught in the door. God knows how long he was there. I was panicked, guilt-ridden. Poor dog was crying, and I got him loose, but it really took me a long time to get him loose. The door was not big enough. So I guess that's pretty dumb. Dumb on my part, dumb on the contractor's part as well. Well, how do you do a dog door and it's not big enough? I mean, I think that's kind of on both people. Why you wouldn't test it out? It's like, hey, here's your dog door. I hope it works. Bye. We'll see you around. I mean, there's no way I would make sure the dog went through the dog door first. Some of them in my head, really, the dog doors I've seen are small, so a golden retriever, that's pretty risky because the size of some golden retriever, well, most golden retrievers, unless they were a puppy, that's pretty big, which means wouldn't that be easy for someone to break into your house and go through the dog door, I guess, unless you had mega security system, which I don't know what the outside of his house looked like, but I would think in another way that would be really, really risky. Okay, here's one from Karen who says, Kate, I don't know if you had these when you were a kid or not. They still have them in a lot of places, different names for different restaurants. But the kind of restaurant where you drive up and you roll down your window and they come out and they serve you and they put the tray on the window with the food, with the hamburger, the cheeseburgers, fries, all that kind of stuff. And I really like these places. I only go to them every once in a while because it's such crappy food for you. It's not good for you. But I went to one. I was really hectic, busy. I was having a crummy day, so I decided, forget it. I'm going to get a bunch of grease. And I went to this drive-up restaurant, and all was going well. Had a milkshake, had a bunch of stuff. Then I was checking messages as I was sitting there, and for some reason I forgot about the tray, and I took off. And things kind of went flying all over the place because the things were still on the tray. And it was awkward, to say the least. Everybody was staring. And I did stop because the glass fell over from the milkshake and smashed on the floor of the outside of the car on the cement. But it was pretty dumb. I don't know how I didn't wait. I mean, that's one of the most obvious things. You wait, you get your check, the whole thing. I guess I just was lost in what I was thinking about. Yeah, that's a bad one. Oh, because you create a mess for the people, but also everybody would hear that if they were, you know, there was busy time and people were parked there. I love those drive-up places where they come out and they put the tray on. I haven't been to one in so long. When I was a kid, there was one, it was a root beer place that my mother used to take us to. I can't even think of it. It wasn't A&W. I think it was something else. But it was so good. And that, I mean, that would just be the crummy food, the crinkly fries, the whole thing. And she only did it every once in a while. She wasn't big on the whole fast food thing, but it was awesome. Oh, thanks for making me think about that. We never did drive off, however, with anything connected. Speaking of connected, it seems like these two kind of almost go together. This is from Dominic, who says, there aren't too many drive-in theaters left anymore. However, not too far from where I live, there is a drive-in, and it's so fun to go in the spring and in the summer that even if I'm not crazy about the movie, my wife and I will often go and go to the just to be at the drive-in movie theater. So you know how it is. You pull in and you set your speaker up and all that kind of stuff. And I know some of the new places have it done a little differently, Wi-Fi and other ways to not have to do the speaker thing, but ours is old-fashioned, and it is that thing of pulling the speaker out and putting it on and getting the sound right, and it's really cool, and I really like it, except for the time that I backed up, and I still had the speaker connected, and it banged up my car a bit as it came out through the window and hit the side and the paint a little bit, and of course, it wasn't really any damage that I know of to the speaker. I just picked it up after I opened the car door, but it wasn't great on my car. And I can't believe I did it. It is a dumb thing. I don't know how I didn't realize that it was still connected. I guess I was kind of sleepy. It was a double feature, and it was late, and we had fallen asleep, actually, midway through the second movie, and that probably was a sleepy accident, but it was pretty stupid, I have to say. So there's two examples, I guess, two dumb things that were sent in. We were talking about the window being down. Actually, three. We had three window things because we had the car wash and not realizing it, and then the disaster that ensues it. Boy, all these people that are writing in about dumb things are making me think how much I want to go to a drive-in movie and go have a crappy shake and crappy food. I mean, because it's not good for you. And pull up and have somebody connected to the window. It sounds so good. Oh, the drive-in movie theater. I can't remember the last time I was at a drive-in movie theater. It might have been college at Ohio University. Not too far outside of town, they had a drive-in. But I can't really, I can't really remember the last time I was at one. It's been a long, long time. And there are fewer and fewer drive-in movie theaters where it used to be, you know, the rage and people would go there. There are still some, but not very many, I don't think. Maybe half, but there might be, I wrote a story on this one, so there might be like 20 or so in the country, and I might be being generous actually there. It is kind of making a comeback. People like the idea of the whole drive-in experience, but it's got to be expensive if you were going to put up a new one. All right, thanks for those dumb things. If you've done something dumb and you want to cop to it, send it to me at americatonight.net.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.